Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Dolphins draft, did you watch any of it? Did you pay attention? I mean, I know you were out in Detroit. Yeah. Did you pay attention to much of the draft beyond the first round?
No, not after the first round. I looked at I would check the emails, whatever. Uh-oh. Just see.
Wow. I mean, what have you eaten during the commercial break?
Man, I ate a spicy chicken sandwich, some vagina.
Tree was saying during the commercial break that Bobrovsky, just that one save in the playoffs against Tampa is probably worthy of vagina. You know. Is that how it's pronounced, Solana? Have we figured it out?
I haven't looked it up, but all I right. can assure you it's not pronounced vagina. You're pretty comfortable saying that.
All right. Well, we will get to the bottom of this at some point.
Got his side is coming on.
Anyway, the Dolphins draft. So I'll give you some of the grades that some of the media outlets gave them. Touchdown Wire, USA Today, gave the Dolphins a B+ overall. I'm not going to read you the entire recap. ESPN gave the Dolphins a B. This is what Mel Kiper says. Chop Robinson has elite upside if you can reach his ceiling, but when you turn on his Penn State tape, you wonder why he didn't dominate. He had just 4 sacks last season. If I were running this team, I would have taken defensive end or tackle Darius Robinson or center Graham Barton instead. Patrick Paul is a selection for the future. He played left tackle in college and could replace Teron Armstead down the line, but I'm not sure he's ready to start as a rookie for a team that really had to get instant impact players. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan of speedy running back Jalen Wright, but Miami gave up its 2025 third-rounder to get him. That's not great value, especially for a team that doesn't necessarily have a need at that position. I had Muhammad Kamara at number 67 overall in my rankings, and the Dolphins took him at 158. Right. So Mel Kiper says this is a fantastic pick. He had 13 sacks last season. GM Chris Greer tried to hit this void at wideout with Malik Washington and Taj Watson. Malik is a guy to watch, Mel Kiper says, as he had 110 catches last season. I like a bunch of these players, but it's a small class, and giving up the 2025 third rounder means that it can't make it to a B+ in his gradings.
The running back was the question. Out of Tennessee?
Interesting. It's a high pick for a position that they seem to be pretty full at.
Pro bowler and one of the most explosive players in the league coming back from injuries. So that was the only one. But otherwise, you need edge rushers, you get edge rushers. We know Teron Armstead, and I don't know how he's talking about how far in the future, if it's 2027 or when Teron misses these 6 games next year, guaranteed, because that's what Teron does. But I think it was no problem. Chop Robinson can play ball. Everybody, because in the first round, you have a whole day to talk about it. The thing with Chop Robinson, numbers were low because Penn State had no other great upfront guys. He was getting double teamed.
So it was like, hey, stop Chop and let anyone else get through it.
And your quarterback got the time. So that's what I heard about Chop. He ran. You see a little – we talked about it Friday. Him lined up against the other great pass rushers in this league, and he was walking away from them in the 40-yard dash. I think they went and got a great athlete. But to Mel, you know I hate Mel Kiper.
I know.
But to his point, use that athleticism and let him figure out this league. I think Chop can be a great player. Two edge guys make sense because our two edge guys, right now, they're icing and they're in rehab and doing stem on their ankle and their wrist and whatever it is.
The other media outlets giving the Dolphins grades for the entire draft class. Washington Post gives the Dolphins a B-. NFL.com gives the Dolphins a B-. Pro Football Focus gives the Dolphins a B-. USA Today gives the Dolphins a B-. Associated Press gives the Dolphins a B-. The Ringer gives the Dolphins a B+. CBS Sports gives the Dolphins a B-. So it's kind of like, I think, what we talked about on Friday with just Chop Robinson, which was, I think everyone was in agreement. It was like, it wasn't a home run, but you're not often going to hit a home run at 21. So you get a good, solid pick. It's a B, B+, B-. And then the entire draft kind of played out the same way. He didn't hit any home runs. Kiper, you know, kind of acknowledged one home run he thought with a guy who, you know, fell 100 picks further than what he had anticipated. But seems like it was solid. Like they, you know, addressed some positions of need. Couple of head scratchers. The running back for me is strange because I don't see that as being a position of need. I think it's a position that's overloaded, if anything. But yeah, it was fine. Like the draft was fine.
Are there any positions that you think they didn't put enough emphasis on? Because they were a good team already.
Right. I mean, well, that's the whole thing with some of the criticisms of their draft, which is they were already a good team. We talked about this Friday. They have to win a playoff game. Probably more than that. Like, that's a pretty low bar. So did they do enough in the draft to improve their chances next season to win a playoff game and maybe more?
I would say, wild to say, I'm looking at it now, Pat Paul probably could have the biggest impact on this team. If he's a legit left tackle, he could have
But everyone's saying that he's like, I read you Kuiper's there, but everything that I've read from this guy says that he's not ready.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, Chop's going to go in early, and he has to develop. But then at some point, Jalen's going to come back. Bradley's going to come back. We need some offense. I joke about it all the time. I say I want fat guys because we don't have, like, you know, we're not solidified in our lines. And we got rid of Christian Wilkins. I would have wanted a D tackle as well in the draft. They took two edge guys because of the injury situation. So, Pat Paul is going to start this year, and if he can play, he's going to help us. He's going to protect Tua.
Little breaking news. The ESPN app says that the Chiefs and Travis Kelce have agreed to a 2-year extension. Hmm. I read today that Jason Kelce is going to be joining ESPN's Monday Night Countdown.
Really?
Yeah.
He's good.
And there were some changes today for CBS Sports, their football coverage. What's it called? NFL Today?
Is it NFL Today or
yeah,
NFL Game
CBS
Day?
Yeah, I think CBS is NFL Today.
That with Bradshaw?
No, that's Fox.
Okay. Yeah.
CBS, NFL Today, James Brown stays, Nate Burleson stays, Phil Sims, gone, Boomer Esiason, gone. And they add Matt Ryan. So they had J.J. Watt for some of the – so it's going to be James Brown, Nate Burleson, J.J. Watt, Matt Ryan.
Went a little younger.
I don't know if Phil Sims and Boomer Esiason mean anything to the Solana generation.
Yeah, no.
Does to me, but I don't think it means anything to him.
They had a Spider-Man meme. They're pointing at each other.
Yeah,
oh, my God, do they look alike.
They look alike and
crazy,
and they talk alike, and they say,
"Yeah." Phil Sims, sorry, later. Anybody with the last name Sims is just cursed Tua Tagovailoa one too many times for my liking. I will say, anybody named Boomer, I'll listen to on any topic. Right?
Like, that's a pretty good rule.
Like, I walk into Ace Hardware, and I'm the employee there. But if Boomer is telling me something about it, I'll listen to
it. But do you know who Boomer Esiason is?
Yeah, Boomer Esiason, of course.
What team did he play for?
I don't think he knows he even played.
The Jets, of course I know. The Jets. The Giants.
Well, Sims played for the Giants. Boomer Esiason played for the Bengals.
The Bengals, right. That's what I was getting to, right.
All right, 3 o'clock hour is coming up.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.